Wunga Blake tries to straighten them up, and he's through. Wunga Blake with a real team lifter. And they're out of position. Bill, big Billy kick out. Gets the ball down.
Here we go.
There's got to be space when you're playing against 11. Cleary's got options. He goes to Wunga Blake. Wunga Blake for the corner. It's all Penrith right now. What a turnaround. And Penrith start 2018 with a bang.
Well, for the first 30 minutes, the Parramatta team were in control of their game against Penrith last Sunday. It was 14-0. Corey Norman, Mitchell Moses were having stormers.
Field day.
And then all of a sudden, something happened. And on the phone, we have our expert, Corey Norman. Corey, what happened? What happened?
Mate, look, like you said, we're good for the first 30 in that last, you know, that last 10 minutes before halftime. I think, you know, they got a bit of ball back, and I think we dropped the ball a couple minutes before halftime, and then Wunga Blake, you know, scored there, and I think they went in the sheds with the mentality, you know, we've got these blokes, so, yeah, it wasn't a good end to the first half.
It was a little bit of a stuttering game, even when you were on top, Corey, because you had Mitchell Moses getting a bad head knock. He was off for concussion. Then, of course, he got sin bin for a professional foul with inside the 20. So, but the momentum was just swelling against you guys.
Yeah, it was. And look, we still had plenty of, you know, chances to still win that game. But, yeah, the second half, we didn't have much ball. And yeah, they kind of choked us there. And just ran away with it.
Yeah, in that first half, Corey, like at the back end of that first half, did you put your errors down to fatigue or complacency or just trying to rush your plays?
Well, I think trying to rush our plays, you know, first round, you just got to keep it simple. We just had to keep it simple and kick down the corner and just really, you know, choke them that, you know, first half. And then they're going into the shed thinking, oh, geez, what are we going to do? But, you know, Wunga Blake got that try and then really lifted their spirits.
What was Brad Arthur's message after the game, and how's he been at training since? There's nothing worse than leading 14-0 and getting beaten.
He'd give a good spray too, wouldn't he, Brad?
Yeah. Well, after the game, he was all right, but we did a video yesterday, and it was a pretty honest video, and you know, he stung us a bit there. So we looked at the video, and he didn't let us, you know, shy away from it. So we did a big video session yesterday, and yeah, it's just saying we just lacked effort in the second half, and
there's nothing worse when you're sitting in a video session and you know your sort of time's coming from your error or your inability to make the right play and the effort wasn't right, and you know it's coming, and you're just sitting there and you just feel yourself sliding down the chair. It's embarrassing, isn't it, Corey?
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing worse than that. But, yeah, we had a good look at it yesterday, and it was across the board, and it's something we had to address, and you know, we'll fix it up.
Did you say, mate, have you got that try I scored there somewhere?
I think you would have pulled up the kick I missed right in front.
Well, that was a bit of... Gee, mate, just... it was hot out there. How hot and how's the recovery been? Will it be hard to back up? Have you been freshened up during the week, or you just fit enough?
I think it's the first game. It was hot. It was tough conditions, but I think we'll be better for it this week. You know, we're ready to go out there and, you know, kind of redeem ourselves for that second half performance and put a good game on.
First game of the season, but there's been a crackdown on the play the balls, Corey. How does the ruck speed compare to previous seasons?
I think it's the same. I think everyone's been pretty good with, you know, fixing the play the balls up. It's always not as quick the first couple of rounds and that, but I think it hasn't lost that much speed, to be honest.
Yeah. We saw Penrith give away one bad play the ball, Trent Merrin, which he got through 50 tackles, by the way, Trent Merrin, but he did come up fifth tackle, didn't play the ball correctly, penalty while in possession. It was a harsh one. Mate, let's look at Brookvale, Seagulls up against you guys. Obviously, you expect to bounce back. I guess, why will you bounce back?
I think we'll just be better for it. You know, we're going into the game confident. You know, this week, I think we've got to hold the ball as well. And we'll just stick to the game plan that Brad gives us, and we'll come out on top.
And last week we saw Jared in set pieces in good ball move from the centre to the fullback position. Is that going to be his role all season, or was it just for round one against Penrith?
I think it was just because of the set plays that we're putting on. And like I said last week, Brad's been given everyone a license to roam, and I guess that's just to get the ball in Jared's hand a bit more, and you know, the more you see that, the more things can happen. So I'm not too sure for the whole year, but it was just for our set plays on the weekend, so we'll see what happens.
But I think you actually, we make a lot about Manly playing at Brookvale and how hard they are to beat there, but I think you actually quite enjoy playing at Brookie, don't you? You had a pretty good game last time you were there.
Yeah, I think we've got a pretty good record there at the moment. So it's always good. They always get a good crowd, which helps. And it's always a good game against them. But the way they lost last week, no doubt they'll be ready to bounce back and come out hard.
Yeah, well, you've won your last five against Manly, so that'll give you confidence going into this game. A player that just sort of played well again on the weekend, I think he was your player of the year last year, Nathan Brown. For a little guy, gee, he gets through plenty of work.
Yeah, he does. He's just a winner. And with Brownie, he's got plenty of football in him as well, and I think that takes a bit of heat off him. They can't really go get him because he's got options. You know, he's got a good, you know, running game, and he's got a good pass. So he kind of holds heads off him, you know, that kind of way. So and he's a competitor too. So he's always there, and he's ready to rep in, which is good.
Oh, mate, I know you were tied up with your game, but from what you saw out of round one, was there one team that you thought, wow, yeah, they're pretty good, or they surprised me, or they look really sharp?
Too much football over the weekend.
No, that's all right. It was a question without notice. So.
Yeah.
Penrith went okay.
Yeah, Penrith, they were good. I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
That's okay.
I thought the Knights did a good job. I watched a bit of that game, the way they stuck in and that, but yeah.
Yeah, they were good, the Newcastle Knights. To win in extra time in front of 23,000 people. And the crowds were good on the weekend. There was a terrific crowd out there at Penrith Stadium, and there was plenty of blue and gold out there as well.
There was.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see the crowds up. There's nothing worse when you run out and there's no one there. So hopefully, that stays like that all year.
Corey, we thank you, mate. Good luck. It's going to be a cracking afternoon. It's going to be another hot one as well at Brookvale Oval at 4 o'clock. The sea breeze will be better there, mate, than it was at Penrith.
Yeah. I hope so.
Good on. Well done, Corey.
Cheers, boys. See you later.